Hello, welcome everybody to my New Dawn Nima podcast channel broadcasting. Today is 22nd April 2021. Okay, today we're going to be talking about what happening in Myanmar, or another name is Burma, which I like to call more. What happening right now in Burma is the things on the 1st of February 2021. The military regime seek the power by arresting the party leader, NLD party leader, which won the election in November 2020 general election. The result was clearly that NLD party was won the seat by 80% of the vote, but the military refused to let the winning party to continue to run the office. So as on the 1st of the February, when the starting of the new term of the government is starting to resume their office, the military of Myanmar decided to seek the power by doing military coup, say arresting the president of Myanmar and state councillor Dor Aung San Suu Kyi, along with the other NLD party leader. And after that, it sent a shockwave to across the country and across the world. So all the people in Myanmar and around the world was in very upset to hear that the winning party was being arrested by the military, and military announced that they're going to take the control of the government for 1 year, and they were holding the new election again. So after that, the people decided to go out on the street and protesting, demanding to recognize the general election result, but the military is refused to give up the power. So the protesting on the street by the young people and the old people and all sort of people decided to protest on the street day after day, and then military was to stopping the protesting. They're just cracking down the protesting, and then they even hitting and shooting, and they're arresting all the people that protesting in the night, go to their house and then just arresting them. So these are the tactics that military being employed in a previously military coup. Burma have a long history of the military coup since 1962, and then it's happened again in 1988. And it's happened again in 1996, and also it's happened again in 1988, and also in 1996, and in 2007, and also 2017. So Burma have been under the military regime more than 60 years old, and as a result of the military taking over, the country were putting into the devastating and lowest of the developing Asian country in Asia, which doesn't really improve in any kind of area in the whole country. So the Burmese people have enough, and then they really want to change the government. And so there was setting the new hope with the NLD party, which got the opportunity to run the country for 5 years, but still their constitution is restricting them to do whatever they like as a military holding a power for 25 seats in a parliament. So that was not democracy government at all.